Tom Watkins. He's a United States China business and educational consultant. He served as Michigan's state superintendent of schools. He's on the other end of our line. Tom, good morning.
Good morning to you, Tony.
You have written a story, and I've covered this story a lot in my year and a half here, Tom, and I haven't heard one person go to the other side of the story. And basically it is that pre-K is very vital, maybe the most vital time to get kids educated and to invest in that and to make sure that we're doing everything we can. And we seem to cut from those programs. And I know recently you wrote a story entitled Invest in the Early Years, It Benefits Us All. This was recently published in the Dearborn Press and Guide. What motivated you to get this word out again?
Well, it's extremely important. And, you know, it's my daughter who, as a teenager, reminded me that, Dad, if it's true that brain research shows that 85% of the human brain is developed in those first critical years of life, she asked me, why is it then that school doesn't start until after that? As teenagers will apt to say, duh, Dad, that doesn't make sense. And it doesn't. We know brain researchers clearly demonstrate the value of investing in early years. And James Heckman, a Nobel Prize-winning economist, says it is the best investment we can make as individuals, families, and as a state and a nation, is investing in those early years.
Why don't we?
Well, we don't do it enough. I mean, one of the things that I am glad about is the Governor Snyder has come in, very tough budget times, but he's done some things structurally to pull together. Imagine, in state government, Tony, 85 different programs were targeted at the earliest years, and they were scattered throughout state government. The governor, through executive orders, has ordered all of those put together in one place so they can be better coordinated and better targeted to use, hopefully reducing some administrative costs, to directing more of those dollars to teaching and learning at the earliest years.
So what you're saying is the governor has put these all under one umbrella. Do we know how the governor is doing as far as resources? Has he cut? Has he held? Has he increased resources for these programs?
I'm not sure. I believe he has held steady on what this is, an area that Governor Granholm and Governor Snyder have targeted, of saying that we need to do more. The question is, and we'll see moving forward, the proof in the pudding, if you will, is whether or not, either through existing resources redirected at this critical area or new resources targeted at this area, because it does pay off. I mean, when our military are telling us that 75% of the children between 17 and 24 are ineligible for military service because of either health problems, primarily obesity, again, another area the governor is attacking, and because of a lack of education or drug use, we've got a serious problem in this state and in this nation if we do not address this. And the military leaders, in a report that just came out, have said that investing in the earliest years would help reduce this national security issue.
Tom, what do other countries like China do in regards to investment in pre-K?
Well, they start early. I mean, one of the things that you see in China is and France, which is a leader in this area, is that they understand the science behind this, and they're putting their money where their mouth is. Also, one of the things that you see in China is education is revered, and teachers are revered, and we don't see that culturally here in the United States. We talk a lot about the value and the importance of education. But as we've talked about too often, Tony, is that here it seems that the focus truly is on power, control, politics, and adults, and not enough of our focus is on truly teaching, learning, and children. We know what needs to be done. The question is, will we do it?
And finally, Tom, before I let you go, as you just mentioned, so much focus has been put on the adults and even teachers, and perhaps in an unjust negative light. But do you think now that we've kind of gotten past this and we've kind of gotten past the money issues for the time being, that we could start thinking about more, that we may see more action now about the kids in those programs?
Well, we have to, because it truly is about the individual, the child's future, our families, our communities, our states, and our nation's future. Economic development, when we talk about jobs, they're only going to come to Michigan in the future if we have a educated workforce, and it needs to start at the earliest years. Education should be about from the cradle to the grave, lifelong education for all.
You can read Tom Watkins' piece titled Invest in the Early Years, It Benefits Us All, in the Detroit Press and Guide that was published in yesterday's Dearborn Press and Guide. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Dennis.